NRG Bodywork is an acupuncture and massage clinic. They have extensive experience treating people suffering pain and illness that haven't responded to other therapies. If you're looking for therapy to help you through your condition, book online at nrg.com.au. Present your subscriber card for 10% off a massage or acupuncture at your next appointment. NRG Bodywork is a proud subscriber discount outlet of 4ZZZ.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Hope and Maritza with your 9am Zedlines. At least 8 Queensland state high schools have taught students the wrong topic for the Year 12 External Ancient History exam taking place this afternoon. Some schools incorrectly studied Augustus, the topic for the 2020 to the 2024 exams, rather than Julius Caesar, this year's topic. Brisbane State High School apologised to students and parents on Monday for teaching the wrong topic and put together a resource on Julius Caesar to help students prepare for the exam. QCAA has assured the exam is skills-based and only weighted 25% of the final grade. Schools who taught the wrong topic will also be able to apply for special consideration for students.
Queensland artist Megan Washington, Bluey's composer Geoff Bush, and a video composer Cedar Jones all took home awards at the 2025 Screen Music Awards. The awards were held for the first time in the Fortitude Music Hall in Fortitude Valley. Bluey's Geoff Bush took home the award for Most Performed Screen Composer Overseas. Megan Washington won Best Original Song for the Screen for her song Dream On, which she composed for the film adaptation of Paul Kelly's How to Make Gravy. Brisbane-based Cedar Jones, composer for video game Feed the Deep, won Best Music for a Video Game or Other Interactive Media.
In national news, the City of Sydney has put new limits on performance spot for buskers in the CBD area. Only 7 designated spots are allowed on a first-in basis, with 6 spots on George Street and 1 near Pitt Street Mall. The sudden change was announced to registered buskers via email and has angered musicians who said it contradicts the council's claim of supporting the arts. The council said the limits were introduced to ensure safety and fair use of public space in high traffic areas. However, many buskers claimed they were not properly consulted about this change, fearing the loss of income and the chance to share music to the community.
Optus executives will face a Senate inquiry on Monday over their handling of the fatal 000 outage in September. The failure disrupted the emergency services across Western Australia, South Australia, and some parts of the New South Wales, and was linked to 3 deaths. Senators said that Optus initially underplayed the issue and only reported 10 failed calls instead of 600. Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young said the hearing aims to hold Optus accountable and push for reforms. New laws has now been passed to create a 000 custodian and triple penalties from $10 million to $30 million for telcos that breach emergency service rules.
In international news, U.S. Kamala Harris has revealed that she is contemplating a second run for presidency. Harris is currently touring for her campaign 107 days and has also commented that she regrets not acting to stop Joe Biden from running for a second term. Her memoir speaks about US President Donald Trump, Joe Biden, and her own experiences. When asked in an interview if the American people would be interested in a Harris presidency, she responded with, "We will see if I choose to run."
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers early this morning and into the afternoon. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 25 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders past, present, and emerging of the Turrbal and Jagera people. We acknowledge that the